It's a Tuesday in July in the year of our Lord 2018, and the Midweek Drive team, or at least Sue Rice and myself, have made our way to part of the world which I estimate is a whole new area for myself. It's the joys of Saltfleet, and would you like to share with us where we are, Sue?
We're currently out at Sandyfields Caravan Park, and I'm really looking forward to getting out onto the beach and catching up with Eva McDonald.
Well, this is the reason, because if people are saying what on earth would possess you to actually go to Saltfleet on a fine day in July, it's simply because we're showing support here for one of our fine Midweek Drivettes. That's Eva McDonald, who is currently entertaining the assembled team. She actually says it's very busy when the school holidays are actually on, so we thought just before the school holidays are actually here, we thought we'd find out exactly what Eva McDonald is actually up to. We've spoken to her via telephone, via the early signal we actually get to work here in Saltfleet. We've seen some wonderful, entertaining animal life forms already, and we're looking forward to hopefully sharing some of the excitements, the tangible excitements that we're getting across here from, as we mentioned, the aforesaid Sandyfields Caravan Park. Well, the interesting news is we've actually left the joys of Saltfleet. We found Eva McDonald. Yay, Eva! And we're currently following Sue Royce in a part of the world called Queen's Park, in a part called Mablethorpe. Is that right, Eva?
It is right. Hello.
Good to hear your dulcet tones as ever, Eva. See what I did there? Ever, Eva, ever ready. What have you been doing at Saltfleet over the summer?
Thank you. So this morning I've just been doing the children's activities, and then that's what we do every day. So we'd start with the children's activities, and then in the evening it's all the evening entertainment. So hosting the game shows, hosting the generic talk shows, things like that. And then
generic talk shows. Explain more. What's a generic talk show?
Talking about the entertainment, what's going on. You just have little moments on the DJ box where you talk through what's happening in the evening. That's a talk show that we call it. And then you do your cabarets and just entertain the crowd.
Well, we are currently wandering through a bit of sand, actually, so it's genuinely sand on the coast in Mablethorpe. We're still following Sue Rice. I haven't the heart to actually ask her where she's taking us, but I'm sure she knows. Sue, we're in your neck of the woods, I gather.
Yes, this is partially my manor, so I'm taking you to the beach. In fact, now we are just riding over the crest.
I can see the sea.
Of the beach huts on the right and the crazy gulf on the left, and now here is the beach.
The beach, Eva. Exactly.
We have found the beach finally.
On the beach, Chris Rea. There are a whole range of other beach-based programmes, Beach Boys, and more, as we can actually see the sea. We can see the beach. So is this where you used to come as a child, then, Sue?
Yes, that and Skegness. But I've always, me and the lovely husband have always liked to take the smallest member of the Siren team, Miss B, here, because...
So Bridget's a Mablethorpe fan as well?
Oh yes, definitely. She loves to come to Queen's Park. It's got the water park, it's got the beautiful beach huts. The beach is always very clean and tidy. People are always very pleasant and smiley, and it's just a really lovely place to come.
Eva, you were saying on the journey down here that this week is the limbo week, you refer to it, in the holiday parks trade?
Yes, I refer to it as limbo week because some schools around the area have finished, some schools haven't. So we've got a lot of Leicester people on the park at the moment, and then all the rest of the English schools tend to break up on the Friday. So yes, it's limbo week, I call it. My turn.
And do you get many people coming down from Scotland or across from Wales?
We do. We've had loads from Scotland. Not loads from Wales, a few from Wales. But we've just had a load of Scottish people leave. And they've been here for
a while. Was it a sigh of relief when they went?
No, actually, they were really nice.
Obviously following England Football Club in the World Cup.
Oh yes, definitely. People were at the park for that. Unfortunately, it didn't turn out the way we wanted it to, but never mind. But yes, we've had a lot of Scottish people come, and some people have just left us some presents as well. Which is
very
nice.
Good. And other countries represented at the park?
We've had a few.
Mostly. Any Germans, French? Spanish.
Some came over from India. We had some people from India.
Bit of a culture shock, I would have thought. Certainly was for me, and I'm just from Teesside.
I suppose so. I don't know. Don't know.
So we're about to stop off. Are we stopping off at the Bucket and Spade Cafe and Beach Shop? Shameless plug there.
No, we're going to take you further down to a lovely little fish and chip shop. Just
going even further, Eva. Okay, let's continue.
We're promenading, Alex.
Yeah. Actually, we need to take some photographs here before the rain comes, because it is the sunshine. So we'll use that as a brief break, as you are reminded that you're listening to Southside Broadcasting and Midweek Drive on location with Eva McDonald and Sue Royce at the wonderful world of Mablethorpe, a matter of 20 minutes or so from Saltfleet. Good. Well, we've continued to continue this work there. Sue is currently eulogising about this particular fish and chip shop, which you realise the pressure that these particular purveyors will be under, Sue. I mean, you've been fulsome, I think it's fair to say, Eva, in her praise. Just totally over the area.
Yes, but fish and chip shops are something that are very close to people's hearts. When you find a fish and chip shop that do things right, that service with a smile, that actually want your custom, and they make very nice fish and chips, you go back.
Sounds good. You're not on commission, it has to be pointed out, from that point of view. I'm guessing little bubbles being blown there. I thought it was alien species, but no, it's just a child. And how's the season been overall, then, Eva? Have you been enjoying it? Because last year, of course, you were at Sue's place of birth, almost, Skegness.
Yes, I've been enjoying it. I've picked this year as a year to develop.
Remember?
Year to develop my presenting and cabaret skills, singing skills, on stage and presenting skills in general. I do, as a whole, prefer last year, just because I liked last year's park.
Yeah. As we found out from your companion, of course, Chloe Rose, who is the current Miss Lincolnshire, she has recorded her material. We play her material regularly on Siren and Southside. And the message that obviously comes across is, how close are you, Eva McDonald, to providing that recording of yourself in action for the listener?
Do you know, I really want to. And actually, I could. I am getting my mum to come down tonight. And what usually happens is she comes and records stuff on Tuesday for me.
So you got your real mum, and you got your mum and dad from Siren FM as well coming down. It's like family all over.
Yes, so if I do get a good video, then I can upload that onto Facebook for you all. But I've not forgotten about this
the album.
CD. So I am still doing that, Alex, and I will do it at one point.
Well, exactly. That's it. And
I promise.
To be fair, Chloe is a wee bit more chronologically gifted than your good self. So all's well with respect to that. So you've got a good few years yet. Sorry, Chloe. Anyway, life continues. This does remind me a little bit of Roker for people who are actually in the northeast and Sunderland and the package from that before Roker was kind of redeveloped and so on. I'm having one of those moments where I'm thinking, was I ever here as a child? I think probably not. But you've got the lifeboat station, you've got a range of other factors. It reminds us, of course, we are living in an island and on an island. And are you a seaside person in general, Eva, or do you prefer? No, I prefer to go to the Canary Islands in Spain.
Yes, I think I'm a tropical person, Canary Islands and Spain.
Cuba?
Oh, Cuba, yes, definitely. I do like the seaside a little bit. I mean, you can't beat the British seaside.
Unlike Brighton, of course, at least the beach is actually sort of nice and sandy beaches as opposed to rocks and stones and various other bits and pieces. Nice to see the RNLI mentioned there, Royal National Lifeboat Institution, who, of course, Sue, we were featuring at the Great Yorkshire Show a few days ago.
Yes, that was great to see them. They do a lot of really good work here, particularly during the summer months. This beach is absolutely crammed full.
People want to do brown, don't?
As it is up the coast at Cleethorpes and down at Skegness. They really do provide a wonderful service. I certainly feel a lot better knowing that they're on the beach looking out for people who are getting themselves into trouble or aren't quite doing what they should be doing. They provide a great service.
And we haven't forgotten about possibly doing a location report up in Northumbria with our colleagues from the Royal National Lifeboat Institution. And we're now passing the classic beach houses. How would you define these things, Sue? The beach huts?
These are extremely popular beach huts. They're really having a renaissance.
Chalets,
yes. They're really having a renaissance. And actually, the beach huts at Mablethorpe are well known for being very, very popular. And they're quite lucrative to get hold of. If you can get hold of one, you are somebody.
Eva, has the McDonald household avail themselves of the chalet huts here at Mablethorpe?
We've never actually used chalet huts or anything.
Bring your own, presumably.
Yes, yes. That's so. We always bring our own deck chairs, beach chairs, and those wind stoppers. I don't know what you call them.
But sounds very good anyway. Wind really, stoppers.
Yes, wind stop. There's a name I can't think of.
We are now at.
This is the Lookout Cafe. So we found it. Right, well, this is where we're going to take five then. We're going to get some nutritional sustenance here to help Eva through the awesome work that she's doing at Saltfleet. Mm-hmm. For which company, Eva?
Parkdean Resorts is the company.
Well, we've moved on from the fish and chip shop that actually was only a chip shop as opposed to a fish and chip shop. The clue was in the title, really, presumably because of the cod shortage that's actually around. And we've put in an order, and I will reveal that both Sue and Eva have gone for the full whammy of fish, chips and mushy peas. Mushy peas, something that you're particularly fond of, Eva?
No, I don't really eat mushy peas, but I had them... a few weeks ago, and I actually really liked them. So
you've been converted to mushy peas since starting summer holiday work in Saltfleet?
Well, sort of. I thought to be healthy, I'll put in some sort of vegetables, even though it's probably not the best.
But... bit of a newsflash, mushy peas are not, as you rightly say, they're probably the best in terms of consumable material, but I'm sure Sue will be well aware of that, and you went for the same.
I did, yeah. I got a real flavour for mushy peas. I adore mushy peas. I got a flavour for it when I used to work on the fairground at Fantasy Island. And one of the traditions was to have mushy peas and mint sauce. Apparently this is very a Nottinghamshire thing, and everybody who used to come and visit from Nottinghamshire used to have mushy peas and mint sauce. So I once tried it, and I was hooked, and I loved it.
The songs of our Victorian forefathers and mothers were very much, we do like to be beside the seaside, or we do like to be beside the sea. Do you think the beach holiday and the staycation and the... opportunity to actually get some fresh air by the seaside is coming back into fashion, Eva?
I think so. I mean, you can't beat a British holiday. I think the seaside holiday has got to be done at least once in your lifetime. And this place does get quite a lot of tourists, so I think it is something that people enjoy. And I think it's popular.
And Sue, as somebody who's based pretty much in the heartland of the border country between Nottinghamshire and Lincolnshire, in that wonderful place called Gainsborough, or not too far away from Gainsborough, your thoughts?
Mablethorpe and Skegness are fortunate to be on the drier side of Britain. So, when we have the summers such as this year, we've been blessed. Yeah, but we've been blessed with the weather, and good weather and lovely beach and sea and sand is really all you need. It's the simple things in life that particularly children remember. They don't need to have posh foreign holidays in five-star resorts. Quite often the most wonderful memories are made with, you know, skimming stones and digging for shells and making sandcastles and fish and chips and, you know, just things like just being with people that you love and people that you like and just having a really nice time enjoying the wild outdoors.
So in the McDonald family home then, Eva, where is your bucket and spade?
Where's my bucket and spade? Literally in the garage.
Still got it then?
We have still got them, yes.
Let me go and guess. I would suggest that you had a floral design on your bucket.
I think I did. I think I started with a blue bucket and it was starry shape. I think that was my very first bucket that I had. But it did have a little blue flower on it. It was very pretty.
And did you build a sandcastle with it?
I did. We used to dig massive holes and then we used to make a sand sofa. We used to do this thing where we'd get wet sand and then make our own little houses on the sand, and we'd sculpt things such as sofas, TV sets. Wasn't amazing, but it was imaginative.
This is clearly what Emma Tinson and Chloe Rose and Tessa Snart are kind of missing on this action routine. Sue, I have a feeling with yours it would have been a yellow and green flower.
No, it was pink and it had turrets. If we had a bucket, because often we didn't bother with a bucket, we just used to get out of our own bare hands. And my favourite things to do was to pick all the pretty shells down the beach, and once I'd made a mound of sandcastle with its moat and its little bridge that I fashioned with my own bare hands, I would then embellish them with little shells and put a stick in the top.
And was there a need for psychological therapy when the water came in and actually washed all those castles away, or did you just wait for the beach bully to effectively kick it over?
No, no, there was the occasion where you were slightly disappointed, but, you know, building the thing, you knew this was going to happen. And actually, it was quite fun to watch it all wash down again on the basis that you knew that you could have more fun building another one.
Eva, is that the kind of notion of life, a bit like wax on, wax off? It was a way of getting a notion of the fact that ultimately all things must pass?
Yes, definitely. They definitely do pass. That is a notion. But, you know, you have memories. And going back to the holidays thing, I think the holidays abroad, they are very nice to have, but you can't really beat a British holiday. It's the best.
Going back to your time currently being spent entertaining the public at Saltfleet, what's your favourite aspect of that? Because Sue and myself are looking at some of the potential visitors to the park and thinking, you might have some or two tough customers there. What's the sort of most challenging thing you've had?
Well, you definitely have tough customers, yes.
You surprise me.
No, not really. You can kind of expect that. But the most challenging thing...
Last year, of course, we revelled in the fact that you were having knives thrown at you.
Oh, yes. The knives.
That was just by the customers who were a bit irate about not being served fish.
That wasn't really a challenge. That was just...
entertainment.
Entertainment, being part of the act. But, no, there's not really anything that's challenging this year. Just the customers.
And I think we've just actually been summoned because the numbers have been called and Sue has rushed off to actually get that. So we'll pick this up again, I'm sure, in a few moments. A reminder, you're listening to the Madrid Drive on location, actually at Mablethorpe, not Saltfleet, although we might do one or two bits and pieces at Saltfleet before the end of the production. Well, Eva, clearly proving that Sue Royce is made of sturdy, hard stuff. She's actually leaving us to walk off to do some paddling here.
She has. She's just going now. She's taken her shoes off, raveled her trousers up to get in the water. Luckily not the sea. I don't think the sea would be that warm. Don't know what the puddles are like.
It's a very British sight, actually, Sue Royce. I think Dylan will be rightly proud of her. That undeterred, she is actually taking my paddling challenge to the max there. And is obviously going through an awful lot of sands to get there.
You can't beat a bit of paddling.
I suppose, but actually Sue clearly has got... Now, there is a series which is too young to remember called... The Rise and Fall of Reginald Perrin, in which the lead character actually goes off just like Sue's doing now, and he ends up actually just going into the sea itself, and we never see them again.
I know. Well, hopefully she comes back.
She hasn't turned round. I mean, technically, we could actually go now. We've got the car. We've got the keys. And so, well, Sue, we thought you'd gone.
Oh, I'm not sure about that.
She'd be quite furious. Shall we take a photograph with a long-range camera angle here? We'll see if things are working for you. Well, Sue has done her paddling, and she's now making her way back across the sands. No, we haven't abandoned her. We've taken some photographs of the House of Terror here at Mablethorpe Beach, together with various public notices, including dogs prohibited on this beach. You can check them out on facebook.com/Southside Broadcasting. Eva, you're a bit worried about whether Sue's going to get her feet dry in time.
Yes, well, because you've been in the water... I think the sand will stick to her feet, but you never know. Could come off.
Yeah, I mean, it is interesting because as part of me which thinks, should we have paddled? But I think, no, we probably made the right decision not to go paddling today.
I think I made the right decision, yes. I've already got sand in these shoes anyway from the last time.
Well, there we are. And that was how many years ago?
Oh, I don't know. Too many.
Yeah. Anyway, she's looking quite good. It's supposed to be quite healthy, so she's managed to make it through that. But she's good. So, yep, she's done her British stuff. And as we like to say to our European cousins, c'est surois, c'est magnifique. We knew when we set off from the Siren Radio studio this morning that it was a special day today, not just because it's July the 17th, but because on July the 17th, 2018, we actually celebrate a very, very, very special anniversary. And what is that very, very, very special anniversary, Eva McDonald?
It has been 1 year since I joined Parkteen Resorts. So I joined last year on the 17th of July, 2017, arrived at Southview, and a year later we are standing here talking about it, so my 1 year.
And we celebrated with mushy peas. It's been 4 years, of course, since you've been with us for the Midweek Drive and Siren and Southside. Have you enjoyed that time?
I have. I can't remember the date that I actually joined. But
it's around the SOW Festival, so it was about this sort of time.
Around July, wasn't it? So it's a celebration of everything.